Timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurudminitam yena tasmai shigurave namaham vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaham yasya prasadat agyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajat sa shichatanya deva me bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shichatani Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The first three Bhagavad Dharmas is the title of my presentation this year. The first three Bhagavad Dharmas. And the title is, I'm sorry, a little confusing on purpose. To scare away the faint of heart and to attract intellectually inquisitive, because we usually think that Bhagavad Dharma is one thing. It's one thing. And why there should be three, and especially the first three? What does it mean? So this confusion is intentional. Yes, this is the usual title. It's actually one of the two main names for our movement. We are either called a Sankirtan movement or the Bhagavad Dharma school, the movement of Bhagavad Dharma. You can see in India, Srila Prabhupada would give many programs called Bhagavad Dharma. However, if you actually see how this term is used in the Bhagavatam itself, for example, there is a quote from the seventh canto. Srila Prabhupada puts this quote in front of every volume of his Srimad Bhagavatam. You may know it. Komara acharat pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha. These are the words of Prahlad Maharaj, where he says that from the earliest possible age one should study Bhagavad Dharmas, if you check the Sanskrit. And then, even though this human life is temporary, you can make it successful. And most instances in the Bhagavatam where this term is used, it's in plural. Dharman Bhagavatan. There's maybe one or several times where it's in singular, Bhagavad Dharma, but mostly it says Bhagavad Dharmas. And probably the biggest explanation of these Bhagavad Dharmas is there in the 11th canto, 11th canto, conversation with the nine Yogendras. And there you have about 30 Bhagavad Dharmas listed, different Bhagavad Dharmas. And some Prabuddha, this is canto 11, chapter 3, and verses from 18 to 30. Listing and discussing different Bhagavad Dharmas. Some very famous verses are there. And for me, some of the sweetest experiences in my life were our Bhakti Vaibhav and Bhakti Vedanta course in the Bhagavatam in Vrindavan from 2002 going to 2011. And in that course, I remember after going through nine cantos, I felt a little humbled, because Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface that everybody is guaranteed, after studying the first nine cantos systematically, to be a God-realized soul. And I have studied and I thought, oh, didn't work on me. What to do? And then I thought, okay, canto 10, maybe I'll come for some parts, maybe I'll go away for some other parts. But then when the course started, Gurujan Prabhu Narayani Mataji, it turned out that actually Krishna is very charming. And even though I'm stone-hearted and really unqualified, still Krishna is really attractive. So I stayed for the whole thing. And these are some of the most nourishing moments in my life that I cherish. And I really hope that we restart with the Bhakti Sarvabhauma, with Chaitanya Charitamrita. But some devotees say that after studying Canto 10, you must, if you don't study Canto 11, you are in danger of falling down. Because Canto 10 is very sweet, and if you eat too much sweet, you need to eat a little bitter, some bitter preparations also to recover your health. So Canto 11 has a lot of wonderful philosophy. We have Uddhava Gita, brilliant Uddhava Gita, and we have the Yugendras in the initial chapters. And before describing these Bhagavad Dharmas, Narada Muni is in such ecstasy that he says, Shuto nupatito dhyata adrito vanamodita sadhyapunati sadharmo deva vishvadruhopihi. Pure devotional service, or Bhagavad Dharma, or sadharma, rendered to the Supreme Lord is spiritually so potent that simply by hearing about such transcendental service, you can hear, by chanting the glories in response, by meditating on it, by respectfully and faithfully accepting it. Anumodita. Anumodita, you put a like. You know, you see a post, you put a like there. So that's anumodita. If you like the correct posts, you will see what you get. Or by praising the devotional service of others. Even persons who hate the demigods and all other living beings can be immediately purified. So, verse giving great hope, and these 30 steps, 30 elements of Bhagavad Dharma, the first three we will discuss from 7:20 to 8:20, the last three mornings here. But you can just say, I respect that, and that's also counted according to this verse. Hare Krishna.